The relationship with the body is maybe the easiest for some, and for others, the hardest to improve when it comes to making the relationship with oneself better. So if we are struggling with weight, or with getting older, or maybe we're not really in the right height section, or whatever those things are that we are holding against our body, we are ultimately limiting our sense of self to those things we don't really like about our body, those things we wish they would be different. And why? Well, we wouldn't do this if we would be on a deserted island. A, there wouldn't be any mirrors probably, and B, there wouldn't be anyone who judges us. Why do we care how we look? Why do we care how our body measures up in comparison to others? Because of the others. Because we do believe there are certain standards and there are certain judgments we want to avoid, and certain, you know, maybe a kind of positive feedback we want to get so that we can feel better about ourselves. And I told you before, we cannot make our sense of self solely dependent on others. So how do we improve the relationship with our body by making it more simple? Well, we have to think about what the body is actually for. Now, you know, sometimes when I think about death, the thing that really makes me sad about death is not leaving this earth or leaving people behind. What makes me the most sad is leaving my body behind, because I like my body. I'm not the most gorgeous man, and my body is really, right now especially, struggling because I have a plantar fasciitis that really hurts terribly. I have, you know, other little things that just happen over time where you feel like, you know, creaks and little pains. But still, my body has been serving me so well, and it continues to do so. And I think that's the simplifying aspect of how to relate to the body. Asking ourselves, how has our body served us? How has it really been there for us all that time? I think the body is, and I said this in other podcasts, the body is the vehicle. It is like this, you know, horse that gets us through life. And it's, you know, of course, not maybe the most beautiful or most powerful or most elegant being in comparison to others, but it's not a competition. Because that's the horse we are given. That's the body we have. And that's the body we want to take care of. And if you had a horse that you would ride day in and day out, you would probably make sure that it's fed well, it's resting well. You would probably brush it and take care of, you know, the hoofs and all those wonderful things, because you want to continue moving with this horse on that journey. And that's the same with the body. Think about the body as your most faithful ally, the one that does every day countless miracles. You know how many times you probably had cancer cells in your body, and your body detected that and said, oops, we have to get rid of those cells. That can be dangerous. How many bacteria and funguses and fungi and viruses and all these things your body has fought, overcome, then registered, you know, for the future with the immune system to be ready just in case something like this should attack you again? Do you know how sometimes you have really eaten for days only chips and some other horrible stuff, and your body still said, okay, I'm just going to squeeze whatever energy I need from that thing that you're giving me, even though it's not really nutritious, but I will do my best. How many times your body has forgiven you? Countless hangovers, or times you smoked too much, or whatever, took drugs, and the body said, okay, I'm going to eliminate it. I'm gonna, you know, after the headache, I'm gonna make sure that you can perform again. And I mean, the body is so forgiving. It is so accommodating. It's so adapting. It's always ultimately there for us. And yes, the body is also aging. So you change how you look, or depending on how you treat yourself, you know, maybe it feels weaker or it gets bigger or whatever those things are. But it's not your body's fault. So what I encourage you to do is what I needed to do, learned the hard way when I had excruciating pain in my belly, which turned out to be gallbladder stones, and I ended up in the hospital. And I wondered why. I thought I am healthy. I thought I'd take care of myself. I thought that since I'm vegetarian, I actually do exactly what my body wanted me to do. Well, apparently I didn't listen. I still ate too much fat, especially cheese. I still drank too much wine, especially good ones. And I still didn't give my body enough attention. I didn't listen. So I invite you, look at yourself with that open curiosity, and then think about all the good things all these parts of your body have been doing. Your eyes, your ears, your senses, your skin, your legs, your arms, your hands, your whole inner organs, all the things that you would say like, wow, my body is really an amazing organism, so complicated. And at the same time, also so docile. Because it does really listen. Can we also listen to the body? So once you go a little bit through a rampage of appreciation about your body, you may, next time you take a shower, actually, you know, where you soap yourself, apologize to your body for being so harsh. And then you can also then start listening to your body. There is a great meditation on my YouTube channel about listening to the messages of the body, which can help. But listening to the body ultimately means that you are realizing there is wisdom in every cell, and as much as the cells are following our orders, as much as the cells are listening to your voice, they would love to communicate back to you. And the way they communicate is sometimes through things that we cannot ignore. Like me with my plantar fasciitis, you know, the pain with gallbladder. But sometimes there are little other messages, you know, where the body actually tries to communicate and we're just completely ignoring it. Try to pay attention. Before you put something on the plate, notice what your body says. Before you make a decision to, you know, basically push yourself harder, go into the mindset of, well, what if I actually would ask my body if this is the right thing to do, or if I should just put my feet up and relax a little bit, because maybe my body needs that. And also ask your body about the things it really would love to experience. You know, what does your body want? What does feel good to your body? What would it enjoy? Pay attention. And then really befriend your body this way. And we have to also, at the same time, make sure that we find peace with our body and embrace it as that what it is. Just best friend we can ever have in this life. So let's change this relationship with the body by just starting to appreciate, being curious, and then being a better steward of whatever our body requires.